gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Happy Labor Day weekend, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today on Auto World. In this hour, we're going to have all kinds of fun. Stephen Cole Smith is standing by, automotive journalist extraordinaire. We've got a recorded version of our Motorsports Report on deck with Jeff Ressler. And, of course, we're going to continue to take your calls and emails. We'll have some automotive news, and we'll be talking to Steve about a whole gamut of things. In the previous hour of the broadcast, we had a trivia question out there. The trivia question is, we're looking for the name of the Subaru sports car, sporty car, sold in the early 1990s. It had the window within the window. Let's go to Dennis in Massachusetts, listening on the business station, AM 1060 WBIX. Dennis, thanks for hanging on, and how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Whereabouts in Mass are you?
In Cookbury.
Oh, fantastic. So what do you think? Do you know the name of that particular Subaru?
I'm going to take a guess. I hope I can pronounce it.
Okay.
Mazda?
Well, it's a good guess, but unfortunately not a correct one. How about your favorite new car and your favorite classic car?
Oh, I used to have a Thunderbird.
Oh,
my favorite car.
Now, you can't go wrong with that. Yeah, my parents had a lot of Thunderbirds, so I kind of grew up with them. Well, you're
right.
A man with exquisite taste, and we look forward to you calling us back another time down the road. Thanks for calling in today, Dennis.
Okay, thank you, and happy Labor Day to you, too.
Thank you. Let's go to the racing desk and check in with Jeff Ressler.
Sprint Cup racing in Atlanta under the lights for the first time ever as the Atlanta Motor Speedway tries out their just-installed illumination system. Martin Truex Jr. won his second Sprint Cup pole of the season yesterday, posting the fastest lap in the qualifying session for tonight's Pep Boys Auto 500 Sprint Cup race at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. Truex was one of the last of the top 35 drivers to take a lap on the mile-and-a-half tri-oval and put up a top lap of 184.189 miles per hour in his number one Guitar Hero Chevrolet to knock Casey Kane off the top spot and secure his third career Sprint Cup pole. Jimmy Johnson was third fastest, followed by Jeff Gordon, Kyle Busch, and Kurt Busch. Johnson and Gordon are second and third respectively in chase points, and Kurt Busch is sixth in the standings. All three are secure with only two races left before the chase. Dale Earnhardt Jr. won a late gamble on gas, but that wasn't enough to overcome Kevin Harvick's dominance. Harvick led most of the race and then passed Earnhardt with two laps left to regain the lead and win last night's Nationwide Series race at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. Harvick and Kyle Busch each went into the pits for gas and four tires with 14 laps remaining. Earnhardt and Brad Keselowski stayed out on the track, gambling that they had enough gas to finish the race. Earnhardt and Keselowski did have enough gas, but were still passed by Harvick and Busch, who finished second. Earnhardt was third, followed by Keselowski and Jeff Burton. And Mike Skinner won his second race of the season in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series race at the Iowa Speedway. Skinner pulled away from Aric Almirola on the restart with four laps to go on the little more than three-quarter mile track, winning by 1.37 seconds, but he did have a few anxious moments. Checking his pressure, Skinner was virtually out of gas as the checkered flag approached. This has been Jeff Ressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Thank you so much, Jeff. And thinking and talking of motorsports, we have got a man standing by who's an expert in that realm, as well as all things automotive. He is one of my favorite radio guests, frequent guest on my Motor Trend show. And I said to myself, I haven't talked to Steve in a long time. I should get him on Auto World. We should do it all the time. Stephen Cole Smith, automotive journalist extraordinaire. Welcome to Auto World.
Well, I thought you were mad at me, Bob. I haven't heard from you in so long.
I know. It's disgusting. I just got caught up in the motor trend, what have you. But it's great to have you back. And, boy, you've been busy. You've been doing lots of stuff for Car and Driver and some other publications. Tell us about where you've been writing.
Well, my day job is still automotive editor for the Orlando Sentinel, which is a Tribune paper, so a lot of the stuff goes out on the Tribune wire to other papers. But, you know, just to kind of keep my hand in it, I do a lot of motorsports stuff for Auto Week and Speedway Illustrated magazine and quite a bit for Car and Driver. I've been doing the last page for Car and Driver the last 4 months, which is a new format we're trying. Of course, that's my old magazine where I was executive editor, and we've always struggled with what to do with the last page. You know, Motor Trend generally has a look back. Matt Stone writes some kind of a flashback. We wanted to try something different, so we do something called What I Do Different, and we have I've been trying to surprise people. We've had everybody from Malcolm Brickland to Bill Lester, the black NASCAR driver. The one in the current issue is Ralph Nader, so I'm having fun with that.
Definitely, and I applaud the choice of the new editor-in-chief there at Car and Driver. I think he's doing a great job bringing David E. back, and he's certainly a good guy.
Eddie Alterman is a smart fellow. I was not interested in moving back to Michigan, but with me out of the loop, okay, he's number two. I'll be glad to work for Eddie Alterman.
Very good. Well, I want to talk to you about your Ralph Nader interview and also the Brickland piece, but let's talk a little motorsports off the top here.
Great.
So what's your take here as we get down to the chase only 2 weeks away? What's your gut feeling?
Boy, they expanded the final number of drivers a couple of years ago to 12 when 10 didn't quite do it, and they left a couple of people out, like Dale Jr.
Mm.
They may have to expand it to 14 this year because we're looking at guys like Mark Martin and Kyle Busch on the outside looking in. You know, both of them have 4 wins apiece, but they're not quite there. They don't have the consistency. And without Kyle Busch and Mark Martin in the chase, that's going to be kind of a blow. As far as I'm concerned, I understand why they did the chase. They get a lot of attention this time of year, even with the other sports cranking up. But, you know, I still like the pure way they used to do it, where you ran all year and
yeah,
the guy or girl that did best was the champion. I understand why they do it, and NHRA has gone to it. I think the other NASCAR divisions will go to it, and I understand it, but I'm not crazy about it. And it just seems kind of artificial for a guy to race all year and end up on top the way Tony Stewart is, and then he'll actually he'll actually be down in the points when the chase comes. So it doesn't mean I won't be watching it, though, and I'll be watching tonight when they crank up at Atlanta for the first night race there. I think that's going to be exciting.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the significance of that, Atlanta going to night racing.
Well, it's for one thing, they can start earlier on the East Coast and still have a decent time on the West Coast. Part of the problem with running the East Coast races in the daytime has always been if they start at noon or 1, it's awfully early on the West Coast, whereas if they start, I don't expect to see a green flag tonight until after 9 o'clock or so, which puts a pretty good West Coast time slot on it. It's also cooler. It's also just the way Musco, a company that's done all the lighting for these tracks, the way they've used reflective lighting. You know, if you go down to Charlotte or some of these other tracks, down at ground level, you're not looking directly at the light. You're looking at a mirror reflecting the light. And, man, on television and in person, the cars just snap. They just look so good at night. Plus, if they run tonight, if they get rained out, you know, they can run tomorrow on Labor Day. So it gives them a little bit of an option. For Atlanta to do it, it's an older track. The attendance has been down a little bit, so I think it's probably going to be worth the investment for putting those lights up.
Yeah, definitely. I can see it adding a little bit more excitement, a little more sparkle, certainly for the TV folks. And you're right, it is an old track. I know I've attended a couple of press launches there years ago. The Jag X type was partially launched there, and that track has seen a lot of years.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit due for paving right now, too. I think it's pretty hard on tires. But with the cooler temperatures at night, that ought to help quite a bit. The only real problem I've got with night races is, and you and I have talked about this, I love local racetracks,
mm-hmm.
and those guys run at night. So when you have Friday and Saturday night races in NASCAR, it makes it tough on the local tracks. But tonight, nobody's running, so everybody can watch NASCAR.
Excellent. When we come back, we'll talk more about local tracks and more with Steve Smith right here on Auto World. I almost said Motor Trend. Don't go away.
Oh, what a cute little convention. convertible.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Red's my favorite color.
Oh, mine too.
I dream of riding in a car like this.
Okay, well, hop in.
Oh! I don't believe it.
What?
Don't you add Stabil when you store?
Well, no. You
don't
see,
you know Stabil keeps gas from breaking down and gumming up your engine?
Yeah, I do.
Don't you know it also protects against the damaging effects of ethanol?
Ethanol, well,
don't you know anything? Oh! When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
When you buy it, there is Hagerty Finance. When you drive it, there is Hagerty Insurance. When you curse it, kick it, and slam the hood in frustration, there is Hagerty Roadside Assistance. When you sell it, then buy another, there is Hagerty Finance. When you drive
it... Ah, the circle of life. Brought to you by Hagerty. Car guys, ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
When you curse it, kick it, and slam the hood in frustration.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for calling in and joining us here on Auto World. We've had lots of people calling in on trivia questions, and we're going to play a little bit more trivia. And I've got some more automotive news to tell you about. I've been telling you about what's going to be happening with the Chrysler for model year 2010. But first, let's talk to Travis in Minnesota. Travis, thanks for calling in. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I appreciate you having me on the show. And it's kind of a bummer that the guy answered it before me. But, but I I've worked on many Oldsmobiles, and in 1965, when they came out with the automatic three-speed transmission, it stood for, the 442 stood for the 400 cubic inch displacement, four-barrel carburation, and the dual exhaust.
Oh, back then? Then we're going to put you in the running as well, because
The one thing that I wanted to tell you guys about saving gas and money on gas, I installed a product called Cyclone Fuel Saver.
Yeah.
And it literally jumped my gas mileage up to anywhere between 3 and 5 miles to the gallon. And I drive a 06 Ford F-150.
Wow, so significant difference then.
Yes, significant. It's got the 5.7 liter in it, too. So, I mean, that really sucks some gas. But, I mean, I get 24 on the freeway and 18 in town.
Wow.
So that's really good for the truck.
Does it go into the air intake? Is it that type of device? Okay.
Yeah, it goes into the air intake, and it changes the airflow speed, and it also twists the air so that it gives the injection system more air at a spiral so that it gives it an even mist.
Very good.
Ups your mileage. So, but you can actually buy that at CycloneFuelSaver.com.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to check into that, definitely. It sounds similar to the Tornado device, so I'd like to see the differences. That sounds very good. Since you corrected me on that 442 question, because I always went under the assumption that it only meant the four-barrel, four-speed dual exhaust, but I don't...
That was in 1964.
Yeah, okay. Then we will definitely put you in the running for a prize as well. How about your favorite new car? What would that be?
My favorite new car. Well, that's kind of a toss-up because I test drove two different vehicles that I really liked, and one was the fully loaded Camaro, the new Camaro.
Oh yeah.
And then the other one was the fully loaded Charger.
Oh.
And both of them were awesome cars. They really were.
Definitely. Which the 8-cylinder, the SS Camaro, or did you drive the V6?
Yeah. Both of them were the 8-cylinders. One was the I believe it was the. The ST, yeah, the SS for the Camaro, and then the other one, the Charger, was the SRT.
The SRT 8 one, so
yep.
The 6.1 liter Hemi. Oh yeah, so I don't blame you. Both of those are great vehicles. How about
exhilarating?
Classic. Do you have a favorite classic car?
As a matter of fact, I do. A 1968 Plymouth Roadrunner with the 442, or with the I believe it's a 427 Hemi, and
very good.
I bore it out to a 460. If I was me.
Wow, very good. Well, hang on the line for Matt. We're going to put you in the running for the Busted Knuckle Prize. Thanks for telling me about the Olds 442. We'll throw another trivia question out there into the mix. We'll make it a little bit harder here. So let's do this one here. Standard equipment, seatbelts, were mandated by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to be in all new cars, effective what year? So it might be a little bit difficult here because of model years and stuff, but basically, typical government, they said after January 1st of this particular year, all cars had to have standard seat belts. We'll make a bonus question out of this one because it's a little bit vague, and that is, what was the first manufacturer to offer the three-point seatbelt? That happened in the year 1959. The first manufacturer to offer the three-point, the seatbelt that we have today, in 1959. If you can answer that one, give us a call. Or if you want to take a stab at this one, when did the federal government say that from January 1st on of this year, all new cars must have seatbelts? The telephone number, toll-free, so don't be a stranger, no matter where you're listening in the United States, anywhere in North America. It's 800-259-9231. If you're listening online at gcnlive.com, hello and happy Labor Day weekend. We'd love to hear from you as well. 800-259-9231. And don't forget, if you log on to GCN Live, you can subscribe to a podcast of this here broadcast. Also, you can listen on demand to the past week's show or to a prior week's show. It's that simple, and there's a whole slew of other programs that you can listen to as well. So check it out at gcnlive.com, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The dual seatbelt question, which car manufacturer was the first to offer seatbelts back in 1959? The three-point seatbelt, in what year did the federal government say, January 1st of this year, all seatbelts will be mandatory? 800-259-9231. Let me tell you a little bit more what we can look forward to, I should say, from Chrysler. Not a whole lot for model year 2010. Told you about the Dodge Ram, the heavy-duty pickup truck, and the changes to the Dodge Caliber and the Chrysler Sebring. A couple of other updates here. The Dodge Nitro, the Jeep Liberty, and the light-duty Ram receive a fuel cutoff feature during deceleration. That's interesting. So it doesn't shut the engine off. It just cuts off the fuel. I hadn't heard of that one before. The Dodge Caliber, Jeep Compass, and Jeep Patriot add entry-level 2-liter four-cylinder engines that deliver nominal fuel economy gains, 2 miles per gallon in the Dodge and 1 mile per gallon in the Jeep. The 3.5-liter Journey, a car that we'd all forgotten about, will also see tweaks that will allow it to pick up an additional miles per gallon for 2010. Finally, Chrysler hopes to entice buyers by making previously optional equipment standard for 2010 while also adjusting pricing. Chrysler has always been a leader in minivans, and so they're doing some stuff there. Here it is. The Dodge Caravan cost of entry has been lowered by $2,000, actually $2,180 to $21,800, giving families a budget-priced option in the minivan market, which at one time Chrysler owned. Now, of course, Honda with the Odyssey and a number of other manufacturers are dominating that market. And also, this is for all you muscle car lovers like myself out there, a limited edition Dodge Challenger SRT8 will be offered in the color Plum Crazy. That color was offered back in the 1960s as well. Plum Crazy. It will be offered for 2010. So that's all that's happening from the Chrysler brand for 2010. Not a whole lot. Compare that with what Ford and General Motors and some of the other manufacturers are doing. That certainly doesn't add up to a whole lot. Give us a call on the trivia question. You should know the number by now, 800-259-9231.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button, and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know. I
Welcome back, everybody. Excuse me, still getting over my flu here every now and then. We're live all across North America on great radio stations. And, of course, you can find us online at GCNLive.com. My name is Bob Long, joined by the editor-in-chief of AOL Autos. It's my pleasure to welcome Riley Brennan to the airwaves of Auto World. Hey there, Riley. How you doing?
How's it going, Bob?
I'm hanging in there. I had a really nasty flu, but...
We're a pair then, because I think I have the same thing. I couldn't turn down the opportunity to go to the Kid Rock concert on Friday, and I think I needed more than 2 days to wear it out. So I apologize. My voice sounds somewhat similar to yours.
Very good. Excellent. So talk about car guys. Kid Rock is definitely a bit of a car collector.
Yeah, he is. You know, they had at the show on Friday, he was in downtown Detroit at Comerica Park, and they had sort of a street festival before the concert started, and it started at 2 p.m., and everybody had all sorts of cars out there. Of course, it was mostly American stuff, so I think if you made the mistake of driving an import down to the Kid Rock show, you got shown the back parking lot very fast. There was a lot of good stuff down there, a lot of 32 Fords, a ton of muscle cars. It was fun. It was a good time.
And, of course, Kid Rock's hero, his mentor, Bob Seger. I know he is a lucky owner of a Ford GT, which was given to him by his wife, Lucky Bob.
Wow. I'm getting married this fall, so I need Bob Seger's wife to start a class and teach my girlfriend about that. It's funny that Bob Seger should drive a GT, considering he, you know, the Like a Rock campaign is a Chevy icon. That's interesting.
It is, and I understand he actually has a Nissan pickup truck, so there must have been something in that Chevy contract that gave him the opportunity to buy whatever he wanted.
Yeah, to spread his wings a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, if you're Bob Seger, you can pretty much actually whatever you want. So
exactly. Well, at one time, if you were General Motors, you could do whatever you wanted, but no more.
I know.
Huh?
I know. Isn't it interesting, over the last 60 days, so many things have happened in the industry, and, I mean, I think back, somebody had to remind me the other day about the, you know, before we did Cash for Clunkers, we did Obama's massive change to the whole emission structure and the EPA, and that seems now like it was 2 years ago, and it was really only about 60 days ago, but we've been through so much. Obviously, the General Motors bankruptcy is weighing heavily in Detroit, but it's really being felt all across the country, and everybody I talk to, whether it's West Coast, East Coast, friends of mine in Texas, business partners, things like that, it's affected everyone. And now that General Motors is out of bankruptcy, you know, and only for this last week, few people actually realize that General Motors is out of bankruptcy, and even fewer realize that Chrysler is out of bankruptcy. So I think the car companies have a lot to do in order to teach people that bankruptcy is, you know, it's kind of a moment in time, and you move through it, hopefully, and emerge, and that's what they're doing now. So they're in this phase post-bankruptcy, and obviously a lot has changed. You know, whether it's changed for the better, that will be decided over the next 12, 24 months.
You know, that's a really good point that you bring up because, you know, ironically, General Motors, certainly on the performance front, you know, they're building really some world-class vehicles, the ZR1, the CTS-V, et cetera, and even on the consumer side, vehicles like the Chevrolet Malibu. But yet they faced, you know, the marketing problem that folks still equated the General Motors vehicles as being, you know, what they were in the 70s and 80s and even early 90s before they kind of got their quality act together. And I wonder how much of this bankruptcy hangover is going to affect sales, you know?
I know. I think, you know, we've seen, factually, we've seen the Chrysler release some news that the residuals on their vehicles are moving back up after bankruptcy. So the fear was that post-bankruptcy, the residual values of those cars would stay really low, and Chrysler's proving that there's an uptick there, so that's good. But I do think there's going to be there's essentially going to be a black flag over the General Motors and Chrysler products over the next year, as people really have to wrap their head around the notion that bankruptcy is behind these companies. And furthermore, General Motors, as we know, decided to either kill or sell four of their eight brands. So over the next year or so, however, there's still, you know, a Hummer dealership in your neighborhood or a Saab dealership or a Saturn dealership, and people are going to think, God, should I really be buying one of these? And on our side, on AOL Autos, I know people have asked us, God, is my warranty still valid if I have one of these vehicles? And it is. You know, General Motors will support the warranty for all those brands. But you're right. I mean, it's a confusing issue. And I think that a smaller GM is going to be really interesting. And I think that it's better. You know, it's kind of sad that it took a bankruptcy to force General Motors to make the things, to do these things and make these tough decisions about dealerships and brands and models, when in reality, Bob, you know, I mean, people within the industry have been asking for this for a decade. And General Motors was always coming from the perspective of, oh, you know, we're a company of scale, and it makes sense for us to have these brands, and they kind of shrugged it off. And it took, you know, almost the end of the company for them to finally realize, hey, maybe we should get smaller. And that, to me, is disappointing, and it's an indictment of management. However, if they can actually pull it off, I don't care what process it takes for them to be more successful, because that's what we as car people and as Americans, I think, all want to see, which is a really strong General Motors, not an arrogant General Motors, you know, not a General Motors that, you know, one that says what's good for us is good for the country, but a strong General Motors that makes great products that we can afford.
Definitely. And people don't realize, I mean, you're right there in the heart of it. But, you know, all these suppliers, all the tier one, tier two, all the, even the aftermarket folks, I mean, they're all being affected by this. I mean, and you can take it to a grander scale, because when you look at some of the other car companies, too, I mean, lots of folks would be surprised to hear that, you know, Toyota is swimming in red ink, and some of the other Japanese brands aren't doing that well either. So this is kind of a global thing that's going on.
Yeah, it's absolutely global. And it's, you know, I look at every month the sales numbers come out you know, for the previous month, and it's shocking to see. You know, we were an industry of, you know, 16 million cars. Now we're a little bit less than 10 for, if you look at it, a 12-month sort of schedule. And you look at those brands like Mitsubishi even, and now they're only selling, you know, something like 4,000 cars a month in the whole country. And that's frightening. You know, obviously everybody is selling less. There are a few nameplates that are selling really well. But it's during these tough times that as a company, you can look at the cars that you're selling and say, which ones are doing really well, despite the fact that, you know, the economy is kind of blown up. And the winners are still winners. So even though, you know, Toyota's selling less Camrys, they're still selling a ton of Camrys. What I found most interesting for General Motors is last month, they sold a ton of Pontiac G8s. And, of course, Pontiac is a brand that GM has decided not to move forward with. And the G8 specifically is a car that a lot of enthusiasts love, and even non-enthusiasts, people who have had a chance to drive in one or buy one. It's a great car. And so General Motors said, oh, you know, we're just not going to make that, even though, you know, you people in the industry have, you know, told us it's a great product. Well, actually, in June, they sold almost two times the number of G8s as they sold Buick LaCrosse sedans. Wow. And, of course, LaCrosse is living on. So you got to wonder, hey, GM, you know, this is a great product. If you don't have very many sedans that are that successful. General Motors over the last 10 years has really shown a lot of leadership in trucks, and now that's sort of getting, you know, sort of bled into the crossover space, but really not a whole lot of leadership when it comes to sedans. So if you have a winning sedan, even if it's a Pontiac right now, figure out a way to you know, create a Chevy out of it. So we've you know, heard rumors that this Pontiac G8 could take on a life as a Chevy Caprice, which would be kind of a cool cop car for them to sell, and also just a really good car for us to be able to buy. So that's kind of fun. Wouldn't you like to see a Caprice come back?
Absolutely. I mean, considering all the programs that have been killed, I think the G8 should live on, and with Lutz back in the equation, we'll get your take on that. Maybe it will happen. Riley Brennan is with us, editor-in-chief of AOL Autos. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog, or visit calcarcover.com.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's GrafUnder Safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Brown in position of sentence is suspended. You are going to be placed on formal felony probation for a period of 60 months on the following terms and conditions. Did he do one day, Mr. Garagos?
Yes.
Serve one day in the Los Angeles County Jail, and I will credit you with one day. You are to obey all laws, rules, and orders of the court and all rules and regulations of probation. You understand that I am issuing a protective order.
Yes.
You understand what that means?
Yes.
I'm not one to ever believe in any hearsay or anything else, but I am not immune from the chatter that has been on the airways. All right? Any violation of this protective order is a violation of your probation. Your attorney has appeared in front of me many, many times. He knows I will take that very, very seriously. And remember, even though you have probation, this is a felony. And it does come with the potential of state prison if you should violate in any way the terms and conditions of this probation or pick up any new case. Do you understand that? I just want to make myself perfectly clear.
Yes.
You get a report to probation within 72 hours of today's date, and your attorney will know the location of that. At this point in time, I'm going to keep probation to be supervised by the state of California, with Mr. Brown performing his domestic violence counseling and his community labor in the state of Virginia. So I will expect reports from the domestic violence counseling program and also expect reports directly from the chief of police of the city of Richmond in Virginia.
Different rules for the rich and the famous. Mark Garagos is the attorney. He makes a fortune. And Chris Brown wiggles out, as we knew before, it was going to be probation. But he's sentenced to 5 years probation. He admitted in a plea deal that he was guilty. He punched his girlfriend, singer Rihanna, in the face. And apparently there had been a couple of other domestic violence calls between the two of them. There is a restraining order on both sides of the fence on this one. He's just 20 years old. He was arrested back in February. after the pretty violent attack on that girlfriend. You saw the pictures of her and you just gasped when you saw it. It's, you know, the black eyes, the bruises, the whole thing. So obviously both of them were supposed to, by the way, perform on the Grammys, but that did not happen. She was shoved into a wall. There was some kind of a disagreement between the two of them, and this looks to be a long, sad, sad road. Let's hope that somebody in her life keeps her very far away when all these things are up, away from this guy. But as I said, here it's interesting, and I mentioned this before in America Tonight, a guy like Chris Brown gets, you know, this, has to have domestic violence counseling, has to do this time, and, you know, gets the 5 years, but no jail time. I think if they had thrown his rear end in prison for even just a short period of time, it might have taught him a lesson, but the lesson will not be learned, I believe, by him, because she had cuts, bruises, and anything else you can imagine when someone's smashed by a guy with his power and in his physical shape. And it's lucky she wasn't, from the reports that I read on the assault, it's lucky that she wasn't killed, because she started to lose consciousness. He threatened to kill her. Sad, sad, sad state of affairs, I think. Some other guy does this. What do you think the chances are that he gets probation? With the pictures, with the testimony, I'm going to say not too good. And yet, I make the comparison just recently of Plaxico Burress. In a state where, of course, you have strict gun laws, stupidly he puts the gun in his waistband, it goes off, he shoots himself. If that had been somebody else, probably they would have left, and it wouldn't have been a big deal. But because he was famous, he gets nabbed. Ultimately, the Giants wide receiver takes the 2 years because he could have gotten more jail time. He ends up doing two. Of course, that's what the law is on the book. But you think of the difference of fame, and in one way, in one situation, you get out of something where he almost killed a girlfriend. In another situation, the guy brings the gun with him, and because it goes off, the trigger goes off, which, of course, it could have hit someone. It didn't. But because of the circumstances, he ends up doing jail time. As Mark just said, in a different way, where is the justice, baby? Where is it? In the meantime, a couple of other things as we're going to zig and zag all over the place. Obviously, healthcare reform, the meetings continue. The Democrats, who accused the Republicans of stacking the deck across the board all over the place in the country, now are doing the same thing. And there are 1,000 meetings that are going to go down, stacked with Democrats who are part of a group. So what you're seeing is, when you go to some of these town hall meetings, now what it becomes is an eruption of people arguing, not even the people so much there scheduled to speak, people arguing on both sides of this, screaming, no, I don't want health care, yes, I do, you know, back and forth, back and forth. We're going to have many more people on the show to talk about it, because trust me, this issue is not going away. Just like the doc we had on last night, doctors now are starting to say, wait, we want to get involved here, because you haven't heard very much from the physicians. And remember, family doctors are kind of going away because of the malpractice insurance. A lot of good doctors are leaving the profession. If there was mandatory health care across the board, let's just say, for argument's sake, boom, the pleas of we don't want it are ignored, the Democrats use the clause, push it through, don't care about the repercussions, then ultimately it's implemented, right? What happens to some of those doctors? I think some of those doctors go away, is what I think. And then I think we already have a family doctor shortage in some areas, so it gets that much worse. So you talk about waiting times, you talk about surgeries, you talk about having a pain and wanting to see your doctor. How long will it take you to get in? Interesting thing. I just had this discussion, I'm going to tell you a personal thing, with my mother. I went for a regular checkup. Knock on wood, I'm healthy. I got in to see my doctor, no problem, no sweat, boom. What time do you need in? No problem, not a long wait. My mother, who is in good shape and is 68, she has had a weird thing with her arm, just where it's hurting or bothering or whatever. So now there's one of those mysteries. I know many of you listening can relate to what I'm saying. You know, when you have like something funny, like you've got a stomach ache, but you don't really know what it is, or you have a problem with your arm, but it's not a broken arm, it's not a sprained arm, it's you just don't know what. So then they don't know. So that means you have to have tests and all that other stuff. Well, her doctor wants her to have a battery of tests. She goes to the doctor, and she has to call that morning because her doctor is so in demand, but and there are so many doctors in that area of New Jersey dumping out, and she has a good reputation, she could barely get in. They told her, well, we have an appointment September 30th. Well, my arm might fall off by then. So she had to call up and try to get in where somebody might have dumped out. And so my point of telling you this is, depends on the doctor where you live. If you had health care across the board, meaning you had public health care, what would that ultimately do to the profession on the physician side of it? How many people would dump out? How many people wouldn't go into the profession if, in fact, there wasn't something in it for them? Because let's face it, it's not a charity for the doctor who is putting themselves sometimes, they're not all from wealthy families, through the strenuous strenuousness of medical school and the internships and then the outrageous, just like attorneys, the outrageous amount of money that you have to pay back in the end for that education, because it just is not free. 800-259-5791. And also, too, I mentioned this before, Ted Kennedy dead from the brain cancer, that tumor that he had. Just a short while ago, that was announced. Don in Wyoming, a new homeowner. Hey, Don, how are you?
Hey, Kate, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, don't worry about that, Mr. Brown. 5 years probation, no way. He's too immature, and he'll flunk out of probation, so.
They'll get him.
And plus, they're going to get 180 days labor, extra labor out of him, picking up trash and picking off graffiti and stuff. So. Oh, you imagine all the pictures for that? Jeez.
Oh, yeah, paparazzi will be following him around, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, though, we'll see. Those probation officers, trust me from past experience, their job is to make sure you go back to jail, so. They're not there to just babysit you, so.
All right, well, let's hope that happens, my friend, to Chris Brown. We're up against it, so we have to let you fly. Sorry we couldn't give you more time. Thanks, Don, though, for the jingle. We'll talk to you hopefully in the next couple of shows. We want to find out the listeners of America Tonight who have heard you for so many years call into the show, want to find out what's going on with your new home because you went through the process so you could tell us more about it. Speaking of telling us more about it, if you have more to say, shoot me an email, americatonight.net. And remember, we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, so keep reaching for that brass ring.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.